Now, if you have a fear of flying, you may or may not want to listen to this.
Is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
I'm sorry, you said there was a hole and somebody went out? South of 1380, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out there. So the airport's just off to your right. Report it in sight, please.
In sight. South of 1380, airport's in sight.
South of 1380, you're cleared. Visual proof 27 right. Contact the tower on 118.5.
Air traffic control and the pilot very calm indeed, considering the incident that had happened yesterday while flying over America. And sadly, a woman died after she was partially sucked out of the plane window when one of its engines blew up in midair. The mother of two, a lady called Jennifer Reardon, was dragged through the window. She was hit by shrapnel after a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 had a blowout in the engine at 32,000 feet. Parts of the engine smashed the window next to where the lady was sitting. She was sucked out of the plane. A man rushed forward to haul her back. He couldn't do it on his own as she was significantly out the window, and another passenger then helped. They eventually dragged her back in and plugged the window hole, but unfortunately she died. An incredible experience. I want to speak to an aviation expert, David Learmont, who's available to have a conversation with us, a consulting editor at Flight Global. David, it's an amazing experience for everyone on that plane, and such a sad outcome with this lady being killed. How possible is it for that to happen?
It's incredibly rare. The number of passenger journeys every year now worldwide is more than 4 billion, okay? And this has happened to one person, and the last time this happened was about sort of 20 years ago. So it's, it is a horrifying event when you think about the detail of what happened. For anybody who already has a fear of flying, that would certainly upset you.
Just explain to us the science of why she would be sucked out the window and why it would be so difficult for people to get her back.
Well, it's she's not really sucked out, she's blown out. At 32,000 feet where the aeroplane was, the air is relatively thin and it's also very cold. Air inside the cabin, in order that we can breathe as if we were more or less at ground level, is pressurized. So what happens if a hole is blown in the side of the airplane is that all the air in the cabin rushes out. Now, if you happen to be the person sitting next to the hole, the air rushing out literally pushes you out.
I dread to think that it could ever happen on a flight that any of us would be on. You're putting our minds at rest that there are billions of flights and this has only ever probably happened twice. What is it about the training of the pilots and also air traffic control? And we saw that with the famous landing on the river in New York as well, the pilot being so calm, the air traffic control people being so calm. What is it about them that they can almost talk in a dulcet, reserved tone when lives are at risk or lives are at stake?
Well, believe me, the adrenaline is very high, but you have an awareness as a pilot of the need to remain calm and keep a clear head, because not only do you want to save yourself, but you know that if you save yourself and you plan the rest of the journey to bring the aircraft safely to the ground, if you bring yourself safely to the ground, then everybody else on board will be safe as well. So you are almost talking yourself into being calm, and that's good. But the other thing about pilots is most people, not everybody, but most people who choose that as a job are a particular kind of people, and they are more likely to be able to cope with this. It's a particular kind of personality. They're more likely to be able to cope with this than your average Joe.
And finally, David, are we more at risk if we're sitting close to the engine, all that machinery that's whizzing around within literally 12 inches of us?
Yes, you are. I mean, I sort of hate to say this, but I don't. Neither do I like treating listeners as if they're idiots, because they're not. Yes, you are more at risk, but because if the engine blows up, then if you're sitting next to it, then and it punctures the fuselage, and that has happened before, but on previous occasions it hasn't killed people. Okay, but the fuselage has been punctured, but everybody on board was fine. So yes, in that position you are at greater risk. But when you actually look into the statistics of it, the risk is so ridiculously small that really you shouldn't bother about it.
David, I am reassured. If you're on your way to the airport and you're listening to the program, be reassured as well. And remember, pilots are very calm people, as this woman has proven. I'll just let you hear her again. Her engine has just blown. The window has gone out of the plane. She's talking to air traffic control.
Is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
I'm sorry, you said there was a hole and somebody went out? South of 1380, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out there. So the airport's just off to your right. Report it in sight, please.
In sight. South 1380, airport's in sight.
South of 1380, you're cleared. Visual proof 27 right. Contact the tower on 118.5.
How does she do that where she says, Alpha 1380, the airport's in sight? She's landing that plane. The engine's just blown. There's someone hanging out the window. And she's as calm as a mirrored sea. You know, well done her. Well done her. Because if you weren't calm, you could end up crashing the blooming plane and killing everyone.